Good morning. Welcome to Daily Sabbath on this, our week of Christmas in Christ Chapel celebrations, which begin tonight. We invite you all to come and participate in that service. We're very pleased today that Neil Hagberg is with us to lead us in a contemplative practice. He will mostly be singing, but as we know with Neil, he also likes to speak, so I'm sure he'll have a few words of wisdom for us along the way as well. We are delighted that he is here. For those of you that don't know, he's the director of Tennyson Life Camps as well as a singer-songwriter. So I'm going to turn it over to Neil.
Yep, I like to speak. My big fat ego and sense of self-importance has gotten in my way in the last few days on a number of occasions. And one of the ways I deal with that when it happens is I go to music. And as a songwriter, generally when I'm writing songs, I'm writing about my own demons. And so when I'm singing the first song this morning about God being a fool, just know that that's where I'm coming from, my own place. So you can do whatever you want with yours. What we're going to do this morning as a contemplative practice is I'm going to be doing two songs, one at the beginning, one at the end. And I find that what ends up happening oftentimes in our lives is we listen to something and we get a really quick first judgment. Or if you're home for Thanksgiving or Christmas and you're having a political conversation, which we're having the Hagberg family Christmas tomorrow and I'm really dreading, I'm going to have to do some contemplative practice, which is, instead of saying the first thing that comes to my head, is to sit with it, if I can, for a while. Because a lot of times the first thing that comes to your mind is not what really is in there. So we're going to give this a try, and for 20 minutes, let's see what happens. I'll sing a song. Then I would like you to take in that silence, about a minute and a half or 2 minutes of silence. And during that time, don't try to fabricate anything. Praying is a great thing. This is not a time to pray. This is a time to actually experience whatever is coming up inside of you, because your first instinct might be different, and then after 2 minutes of sitting in silence, it might be something else. So I would ask you to ask the question, what is your experience of the song? What are the emotions that come up in you? What are the things that happen that connect you more with your gut than with your brain, because we can use our brain as many times as we want. So that's the deal. So we'll take a minute and a half, 2 minutes of silence, and then you'll have an opportunity to share if you want to. If you're an introvert like my daughter, then you don't have to share. You can just, like, walk out. But you'll have an opportunity to share for, like, a minute. This is going to be a brief practice. This would be a longer thing normally, but with the person next to you as to what was brought up in you. Then we'll do the second song, and then we'll do that same thing, and then I'll wrap it up, and we'll go home. Or we won't go home. We'll stay here. But not in chapel. So this one's called Fool. Look up at the light, the darkest of nights, a sliver of heaven gets through. Where it lands, I can't understand. A child, how could it be you? Only a fool or only a rube would make this the sign of the times. How can I pray when you answer this way? The sound of one poor baby crying. You're a fool, you're a fool. Say there is room at the inn for people like us. And if you would think twice, you'd realize this world wants none of your love. Your world's full of war. What are we fighting for? The chance to be first in the pack. Now you're telling me the way to be free is to fight for the chance to be last. Well, you're a fool, you're a fool to say there is room at the end for people like us. And if you would think twice, you'd realize silent of night. So I stand here now. I can't kneel or bow at this manger of insanity. But if it is true, and child, the light is in you, would you ask God to spare some for me? But you're a fool, you're a fool to say there is room at the end for somebody like me. And if you would think twice, you'd realize you're wasting your love. Can't you see? You're a for a minute, if you would If you feel comfortable, you can turn to one other person and share what that brought up in you as a way of what is the experience, not what you think should happen politically in this world or religiously, but what brought it up, what it brought up in you personally. Give you a minute, and then I'll tell you to switch in a minute, and then we'll go on to the next song. And if you don't feel like talking to another person, you can talk to yourself. Go ahead. Turn to a person next to you. Be another 30 seconds to finish up. Okay. All right. Next one. We all talk about Mary a lot, but I was wondering one day what Joseph thought. So this is called Joseph's Lullaby. Thank you. I've told you your life story. Lifted up and beaten down. They don't want your kind of glory. But not all kings will wear a crown. Hush, hush, hush now, don't cry. Every heart must break sometime. I'll hold you tight until the world has broken mine. Hush, hush. Go ahead and share what that brought up in you, or you can sit in silence for a little bit longer. Just take a minute. Okay, I hate to cut you off, but we have to leave in a minute. So one thing I would like you to think about as you go on your way is a lot of times, like I said, music we use, art we use is sort of a passing thing. Think about taking a song and doing this with your friends even, having times where you actually think about it, a difficult song, a difficult issue, and before you say anything, sit with it for a couple minutes, for 5 minutes. I would love to do this for 5 minutes instead of a couple. And you'll be amazed how many things come up in yourself. Now, the last thing I will say is, with a contemplative practice, it really doesn't do any good unless you do something about it. So, with what has been brought up in you, what is one thing you're going to take away as an action? I see blank faces. Because I just thought of that. So maybe that's a really bad idea. You can tell me afterwards if that was a really bad idea. But take 15 seconds, think about one action you're going to do based on what is brought up to you in these songs. One action. Simple. Okay? 15 seconds, think about it, and then I'm going to have you share it real quick. All right, share it real quick, if you feel like it. If you don't, that's okay too. All right. I'm going to use mine. My 15 seconds, I thought about what's going to happen at my family Christmas this weekend. And I've thought about I'm taking a different tact than an attack. So I can explain to you that later when we have a time. That is, take it with you. Whatever helps, great. Whatever doesn't, maybe you got a napkin. And let's just say amen on three. One, two, three. Amen. Have a good day.